Lord be with you.
Good
morning and welcome all to those who have joined us in person and all those who are joining us online. It is good that you are here, and together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. It is Christ the King Sunday, and you can see this is the day that we proclaim and ask ourselves what it means that Christ is the King, and also the end of our liturgical year, so you will see that our banners reflect the color of the church year. Before we begin, we just want to let everyone know that the service is being recorded, and if you don't wish to be in front view of those cameras, let one of us know, and we can bring communion to you, and we can bring the prayers to you. Later in the service, we will have a healing rite after the sermon, and all will be invited to come forward to receive a prayer, or we can bring a prayer to you. So with all that being said, let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship and begin with the opening words as printed in your bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Please stand as we gather around the baptismal font. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks to the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took the light.
Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people of Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit.
By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all.
We praise you for the gift of honor that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit.
And renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love.
To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the name of the Holy Spirit, now and
crowding with many crowds.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, our true life, to serve you is freedom, and to know you is unending joy. We worship you, we glorify you,
we give thanks to you for your great glory. Abide with us, reign in us, and make this world a fit habitation for your divine majesty. Through Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now I'd like to, and if I have to have a caveat, I'd like to invite our children forward for a quick children's message, but I know we only have one, so it's up to you if you want to stay. If you want to come, all right. So everyone else has to participate too, so that no one feels alone. But this is Christ the King Sunday, and so what I want to talk to you about it, what it means that Christ is King. But first, we have to talk about what it means for an earthly king to be king. And so I have a few symbols. So this is a triangle. If everyone can see, I know the ink might be a little light. See the triangle? If we were going to put a king on this triangle, where would we put the king?
At the top.
So we're going to put the king at the top. And again, I should have a bigger pen. The king's at the top, and who's below the king? All the people, right? Down to like you and me, which are down here at the bottom, right? You and, I'm trying to write backwards here. It's much easier to do at my home than it is now. But we're at the bottom of this pyramid, right? And what do? We would live to serve the king, right? And so the king gets all the power and all the glory and all the great benefits of being a king, and we are down at the bottom as servants. But when we speak of Christ the king, and now I'm going to be smart, and I'm going to switch sides so it's not backwards for me, but now that doesn't work either because I'm right-handed. We'll just try it. So instead of a triangle to talk about Christ as being king, we have a circle. Does everyone see the circle? So now where do you think we should put Christ? In the middle. That's brilliant. And I'm going to use an ancient symbol for Christ, and I'll actually turn my back to you so that I can write it. So Christ is in the middle of the circle. Where are we all at? We're at the edge. There's you and me and mom. Dad's over here. Do you have a favorite animal? No? Okay, so the ferrets are over here. And the dogs will be over here. And our friend Bob's over here. And anyway, so Christ is in the center, and Christ reaches out to all these things, to all things, and holds them in the arms of the love of God. So that's what it means to call Christ the King. Let us pray. The count of three. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for being the King.
Thank you for being the King.
Who gives us all for us.
Who gives us all for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Our first reading this morning is from Jeremiah chapter 23, beginning at verse 1. Hear now the word. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed. Nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We will sing the Psalm 46 this morning. It's printed on page 5 of the bulletin. I will sing the one part, which for the most part is the light print. Please follow by singing the many part in the bold print.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea.
Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river whose streams may flood the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, we regard the works of the Lord, what desolations God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
The second reading for this Christ the King Sunday is from Colossians, the first chapter. Hear now the word. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. Holy wisdom, holy word.
The gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanging there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In 1983, at 4 o'clock in the morning, the ship, the Marine Electric, carrying a load of foil up the East Coast, encountered the worst storm in 40 years. And as it was pounded by the storm and the waves broke on its bow, the ship broke apart. The chief mate was in the deckhouse, and his name was Bob Cusick. And I'm not making that up, his first name really was Bob. But suddenly, in the deckhouse, he was underwater and had to swim to the surface. And emerging in the freezing waters with huge waves crashing on him, crashing him deep underneath every time he had to swim back. He managed to climb into a half-inflated life raft. But again, those waves were huge, and when they crashed, he would go under. Battling for survival, suffering from hypothermia, and in tremendous pain and exhaustion, he lost hope. He decided at that moment in his mind that he was just going to let go, let the waves and the sea take him. But then, at that very moment, he remembered a song from the Canadian folk singer Stan Rogers called, ironically, "The Mary Ellen Carter." And this song is also, though fictitious, is also about a ship that gets sunk in the middle of a storm. But the story isn't about the ship sinking. The song is about the crew years later going back to the hull of the ship and raising it up out of the water and bringing it back to life. And the chorus of this song goes, "Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again." And in that moment, amidst the blistering cold of the wind and the icy waters of the Atlantic, Bob Cusick found hope. And in the cold of night, he began to sing, "Rise again, rise again, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again." And this song that he sang became a shout a shout towards in defiance of the next wave as it hit him and plunged him under. He would swim out and sing, "Rise again." And he battled those waves for the next 3 hours, singing, being plunged under, and rising again, until the Coast Guard found him. And he was one of only 4 members of the 45-member crew that was found alive in the morning. Later in life, in gratitude to Stan Rogers, he wrote a letter to him thanking him for the song and telling him that this song saved his life. As he said, without that song, I would have just given up. And songs can be that powerful. We turn to music for comfort, for inspiration, for hope. And I'm sure that each one of you here has that song that moved you, spoke to you, opened up eternity for you. When that song is played, you remember where you were at the moment you heard it. When you sing it, it brings back memories. It brings you back to where you were. And some of these memories can be so real and so powerful that later in life, you can no longer listen to that song again because of the memories it brings back. Even if that song brought you comfort, you might not be able to listen to it now. And my friends, the Apostle Paul had such songs. Songs that he carried with him throughout all his hardships. He was a messenger of Jesus, and in his letters he writes about being stoned almost to death, surviving riots, his own shipwrecks, being at sea for 3 days, beatings, and in a passage that is often interpreted metaphorically, he speaks of being fed to the lions. And yet we know that it was a Roman custom in the midst of the Colosseum to bring prisoners out between bouts of gladiators to be eaten by wild beasts. So perhaps this passage is not metaphorically, but this event actually happened. And I imagine in that moment, like Bob Cusick, when Paul was standing there in the Colosseum and a hungry lion was approaching him, I think he sung. I think he sung a song of faith from his community that gave him hope, that told him that no matter what would happen next, he would rise again in Christ. And we know this. We know that these songs existed and was special to Paul. Not because Paul says as much, but Paul is often quoting ancient hymns of his faith. And in the passage we read today, there is in it a quote from an ancient hymn. So if you want to follow along on your back of your, the bulletin is the passage. And it begins with, "He is the image of the invisible God." That is the beginning of an ancient hymn. And it continues all the way to the end of the passage, where it says, "For in Christ the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile all things, whether on earth or in heaven, through the cross." I know in our English translations, it doesn't quite sound like a song, but in the ancient church, they sang this song. And what, oh, what a grand vision is this psalm. It's a passage that speaks of the broad scope of God's work in Christ. So much grander than the stereotypical narrow religious view that is often told to us in our culture. So much grander than just human souls going to heaven. This text speaks of all things being reconciled and renewed. It's a vision of Christ holding up the world, sustaining the world. The text reads, all things have been created through him and for him, and in him all things hold together. But God does not just sustain all things, but reconciles all things. This text, this psalm, places all the emphasis on just that, all things. Amidst all the brokenness of this world, this psalm proclaims that God is at work to restore it, to redeem it, to reconcile all things. And this is what it means when we say that Christ is King. And we celebrate this on this last day of our liturgical year because redemptive history points to the reconciliation of all things. And Christ's reign is not like anything we encounter in our earthly leaders. Christ does not reign in order to gain glory for Christ's self, to live in comfort, or any of these narrow reasons people amass power. Christ does not reign so that others can serve him, or that a select few can become great. Instead, Christ reigns for the redemption of the world. He reigns by coming into the world to serve it, to sustain it, and becoming one in the world dies for the world. And in that death, brokenness itself is swallowed up whole so that we may be whole. And that is why our gospel text this morning on Christ the King Sunday is the story of Christ on the cross. A king who was mocked, made fun of, and yet all the while does this all to save the world. Now only when we look at the cross and see the suffering of God for the salvation of all things can we understand what it means that Christ is King. My friends, we all face the uncertainties of life. It might be the waves that beat us down or the open jaws of all the lions trying to devour us. We face despair, we face troubles. But it's not these lows that define us. It's not the hardship. For you are redeemed by God. It is hope that defines you. Hope that the power of sin and death have been defeated. Hope that Christ is even now at work to redeem, heal, and restore all things back to God. So in the words of our song, rise again, for you are not alone. Christ the King died for you and has raised him from the dead for you. Christ is there with you, for you, and in you. And because Christ has done all this, you will rise again in Christ. You will rise along with all things, for you are all redeemed. You are all reconciled back to God in Christ. So So rise again. You are a new creation in Christ. Behold, the old is gone. All things have become new. Amen. God, all that is broken in our lives. Save us in our prayers, and we raise it up to God, knowing that in Christ there is fullness. Our Lord Jesus healed many as a sign of the reign of God come near, and set the disciples to continue this work of healing with prayer and the laying on of hands and anointing. In the name of Christ, the great healer and reconciler of the world, we now entrust to God all those in need of healing. Let us pray. Loving God, our source and our final home, we give you thanks for the gift of life on earth, for our human bodies, and all you have created. In your great mercy, merciful God, by the wounds of your Son, we are healed. Bring your saving help to all people. In your great mercy,
hear us, O God.
Holy God, your Spirit came upon us in the waters of baptism and brought us into the communion of the saints. Renew in us the grace of baptism, by which we share in Christ's death and resurrection. In your great mercy,
hear us, O God.
Mighty God, your Son Jesus brought healing and wholeness to all. Bring your healing presence now to all who are sick or in pain. Grant hope to all who are discouraged or in despair. In your great mercy,
hear us, O God.
Compassionate God, the strength of those who suffer. Bring hope and peace to all who are in mental, physical, or spiritual distress. In your great mercy,
hear us, O God.
Almighty God, source of human knowledge, give skill, wisdom, and compassion to all who provide medical care. In your great mercy,
hear us, O God.
O God, we especially pray relief Aaron, Reg, Maria, Jane, Kevin, Mike, Jim, Kelly, Dave, Joe, Pam, Deb, Randy, Patty, Teresa, Clifford, Jean, Jim, Medine, Barry, Pastor Jane, and the victims of the war in Ukraine. In your great mercy.
Hear us, O God.
Loving God, our Creator and Redeemer, give gentleness and courage to family members, friends, and caregivers of those who suffer. In your great mercy.
Hear us, O God.
God of great abundant mercy, with your presence sustain all for whom we pray. Drive away their suffering, give them firm hope, and strengthen their trust in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Siblings in Christ, in a moment I'll invite all those who wish to come forward to receive prayers and the sign of oil to come forward. If you want to just have a prayer and not the oil, that's fine too. But this time is to remember that we pray and anoint with oil to remind us the same way that water reminds us of our baptism. And the bread and wine reminds us that Christ is present. The oil is another reminder of that. So invite all who wish to receive it to come forward.
Okay.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you. I
encourage you now to share the peace of Christ with your neighbors. Ask you now to come back together, and can we please stand for the great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart. We should in all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
Everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus gathered with his friends, those who loved him and those who would betray him. And he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people. for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. For as often as we eat of this bread and drink this wine, we proclaim the Lord's presence until he comes again. Pour out upon us, O Lord, the spirit of your love, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food. The body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to him and with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is Christ's table, the gift of God for the people of God. And all are welcome at this table. We'd like you to form a line and come forward. Come with your arms outstretched if you wish to receive the elements. We have gluten-free options available. And if you wish to not receive and just receive a blessing, come with your arms crossed. But you are all invited to come. Let us pray. We give thanks, most gracious God, that you have fed us with the bread of heaven and given us a foretaste of paradise. Enliven us to be your body in the world and to serve those who are in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And now I'd like to take a brief moment to have announcements for the good of the church. And Arnie is in the back with the microphone if there are any announcements. And I don't see, here we have one up top.
I have two announcements actually today. One is a personal announcement. Dan and I are working on a project, and if anyone has any old Christmas trees, artificial Christmas trees, they can be broken. We are in need of these for a project. The other is we are hosting a candlelight vigil at a community gathering today for the Transgender Day of Remembrance at Integrity Wellness Center on, I think it's 324 Southwest 7th. And it's a day just to honor people and remember people who have had experiences in this world. And so we're hoping that it's through Project Bravery at Olala Center. And if you would want to come and help support the community with the Transgender Day of Remembrance. And that's today from 4 to 6 p.m.
Any other announcements? Thank you for that. Okay, a couple quick announcements from the church. To extend a great and hopefully a welcome and a blessed Thanksgiving for everybody. Church office will be closed, of course, on Thursday and Friday. And after this service myself, I'll be taking the long journey back up home and be with my family for Thanksgiving. I will be available on phone and email. It'll be a working holiday, but I'll be up north in the Seattle area. So blessings to all your Thanksgiving, and I will see you next Sunday. Also, I just few quick things. We are recording our adult forum that will not be made available to social media, but it will be made available to those in-house who wish to see that adult forum. We haven't quite figured out how to do that yet, but if you'd like to receive a link to watch our adult forum, please let someone in the office know. And next week is Advent. We will start the Advent season next week, so that I really look forward to being with you during the holidays. And so mark on your calendar, 4th of December. Then we will decorate our foyer and have a Christmas holiday goodies moment. So if you want to bake your favorite holiday treat, you can bring it on the 4th, and we will decorate on the 4th. With all that being said, let us prepare our hearts for the benediction. God of peace, who creates all things and calls them good, who makes us alive in Jesus, and who breathes on us the spirit of hope, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
a blessing to the world.